Hey, this is Doug with Workforce Gaming. This PAX East 2024 interview is part of a larger series where I spoke with developers, producers, level designers, motion capture artists, and programmers about the games they are presenting. Today's interview is from a developer known for their dreamlike experimental games, who after a canceled project decided to make the loudest, angriest game at PAX. I can't wait for you to hear our interview with the creator of Juice.
Hey, this is Doug with Workforce Gaming. I'm here with Max, the creator of Juice.
Hello.
I actually ran into you many PAXs ago because you also had another very colorful and interesting looking game called Zero Degrees North, Zero Degrees West.
Correct. Yeah.
I didn't know this was your game. I happened to be walking by. I was like, hey, that's a really cool art style. it happened to be yours. So your first game was kind of like I don't know how to describe my personal opinion. It's like you had these interesting experiments with shaders, and it was kind of like more of like an art sort of. It was really interesting and fun to go through.
Thank you.
Like this sort of like very evocative, interesting art show of sorts.
Yeah, it was really about like that feeling when we're dreaming, where we go from one world to the next world. You know,
sure.
It's like the dreams lead into other dreams. I wanted to like really capture that in a game, so it was really. You're basically lost in another dimension,
yeah.
And it's just about endless exploration.
And I remember playing that very late at night, going like, "This is a good vibe to play
nice.
This game." So your new game is, when I came up, it was like, "Hey, you really gotta do the 0 degrees north?" You're like, "Yeah, you want to play the opposite of that?"
Yes.
So
absolutely.
What is Juice?
So Juice is about a monster taking over a city, and then also a human trying to survive.
Okay.
So it's this like dual narrative back and forth between the two.
Yeah.
And the monster gets bigger every night, every night. Sorry, I'm like Apex and I got scrambled.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing great. I promise you're doing great.
Keep saying the same thing.
No, how many times have you given the speech? About 20, 30, 40?
Hundreds? But, so basically Juice is about like this monster that's just like goes out of control and then a citizen trying to survive.
Yeah.
And at one point in the story, this monster and the player meet and you get to choose whether you want to keep playing as a monster or you want to keep playing as a... the citizen.
Oh, interesting.
And it's just about like, you know.
I guess my question was what made you go from 0 degree north, which is much more experiential based, to like a story based monster killing game? Like, what were you interested in just doing that, or what was your thought?
Well, I always wanted to try to do a first person shooter
of
game, and then. It's actually kind of a fun story, but like for the past two, almost 3 years, I had been working on this community building game where you move into a new neighborhood and you meet your neighbors and you do jobs for all of them.
Okay.
And we had like a 10-person team with a publisher support. And in this new the crisis that has been happening with video games.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
We got caught because they kept saying that. It wasn't like economically feasible.
Oh man, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, it was in ultimately it was BS.
Yeah,
they just mismanaged funds because they cut a lot of other projects.
Yeah, sounds like a killing field at the moment for small teams. Yeah.
So I was like really angry, you know, at what was going on.
Sure. you made the most punk as hell video game.
I was doing a really peaceful game, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just do like the complete opposite and put all my emotions in this like a horrible game.
Yeah, it looks like a Scream. Like, if I could describe it, it looks like a Scream because you are going around as a monster. It is lo-fi VHS, blood all over the screen, these cool hand-drawn graphics
just
stuff.
Humans exploding in viscera and guts. It's just the good stuff.
So I guess the question, though, but making a game like this, at some point you're like, the anger dies down and I have to actually make it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's been a blast.
It's been very cathartic,
imagine. It's very cathartic. And it's also like all hand-drawn, which is something that I always love doing.
Okay.
And so it was like the first time like mixing the two together, like my hand drawings with the 3D work. And so honestly, everything about the game has been like amazing to like work on. And
nice. And did you, because I mean, it's set in a neighborhood and that sort of thing. You're talking about your earlier game. Did you use assets from that to kind of rebuild
No,
this
not
one?
Not really, actually. Like, I couldn't. I'm like content locked there because of contracts and everything.
But,
But
I could see a game where you want to be a monster and start eating people.
In these, be careful with the contracts you sign because you can get fucked. Be really careful. Read the contracts.
Yeah.
It's based in my hometown where I'm based off. It's based in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So you'll like destroy Pittsburgh and eventually like the whole world.
Very cool.
Yeah, no, everything's like just going at it from scratch. Like I also like I've been doing games for 10 years, but yeah. like programming has never been my like strong suit. So this is like a great opportunity to like really learn how to do C sharp and everything. So I want to do everything from scratch in this game.
Sure. That's Are you a solo kinda, dev then? Or
Yeah, so far. Oh, okay. I mean, the last project we had a 10-person team, sure, but now I'm back to solo dev roots. And
yeah, no, it's just
great.
Like, it's a very... It's interesting with like solo dev stuff. It's sometimes like it's not hitting like the art and tech side, but it's interesting that your game is like it's got those really cool shaders with that art stuff. Also, I'm looking at a wall right now, a very cool art. Is this yours or?
Yeah. Really? We're selling these prints to try to like raise funds, and I actually just opened a shop.
Okay.
So you can buy like the hats and you can buy the prints. The hats right now are just for the competition. But, yeah.
And where can people get that stuff from?
Shop.colorfiction.co.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. No, thanks. Actually, the stuff looks really.
And
it's just your booth looked really cool.
Thank
so I had
you.
To stop by.
I thought it looked very like low budget, but I'm glad people love it.
it's better.
I'm hard on myself.
It's better than your 0° North one. I'll say that one
you.
Looked a little.
That's what my mom said. I sent her a photo. She was like, "It looks much better."
It looks much. It does look much better. All right. Yeah. No, I really appreciate you taking the time. So I hate to ask this at PAX. I know it's gonna be dirty.
Yeah.
When is this coming out? Anytime soon?
So the Steam page is up, so you can wishlist it right now.
Okay.
The demo is going to come out in June.
Okay.
And I'm working on it part-time, but hopefully I can work on it full-time, and it'll come out maybe like March of next year.
Okay.
That's kind of the estimate. Let's see.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate taking your time.
No. Thanks for stopping by.